This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being involved, being engaged. Once you're engaged and involved in a process, right? Don't take everything off your Twitter, because now you know, you see what's going on today. You know you can't believe anything anymore. Let me rephrase that. It's not that you can't believe anything you see on Twitter or anywhere else for that matter. The problem that you're going to have is you won't be able to see it. Look, my stuff. President Trump. You've seen it. Now they're playing games. There's 160 different brands who have decided they're not advertising on any of the social justice platforms until they decide to not publish hate speech. But then the question arises, what's hate speech? Because, you know, it's different for both sides, right? You realize that. Depending on what side of the aisle you stand, well, what side of the issue you stand on. I find this amazing. And, you know, I went round and round with what I thought was a really good friend of mine today. And I'm going to say this. We let this happen. I know some of you get all turned off when I said it. We let this happen. Now, you can say, well, I went out and voted. I tried to get my guy elected and yada, yada, yada. That's great. That's wonderful. But are you keeping these people, are you keeping their feet to the fire? What, other than some of the mainstream Republicans that we're all on the same page with, are you keeping, look, are Republicans doing anything to stop this? If you're watching Tucker Carlson before my show comes on, he kind of warms it up and he says, he steals some of my stories, but whatever. As long as you get the information, I don't really care. But when you think about what's going on out there, the Republicans are not actively working against pushing the Democrats down as a whole in big numbers. They're coming up with anything and everything they can to try to keep this president off balance, off his toes, or on his toes, I should say. Doesn't have any solid footing. How many of you could put up with this kind of thing? There's like 15 people in the ring with the president, and we're all standing outside the ring going, go get him. You know, go ahead, Mr. President, you know, defend us. No. How about we defend him for once? Would that be really cool? And the thing that really frosts my behind, one of the things that just makes me, you know, there's a saying out there, God bless America, right? Well, how about America? How about we bless God for once? Would that be really cool? What do you think? No, I'm not joking. I know it's kind of cool and cliche-ish and all that stuff, but I'm not being that way. Why don't we bless God? What are you doing to show that you believe in him, and you believe that he has rules, and you believe that he has guidelines? You know, I'm going to have some real fun with Rick Green and Brad Dacus this week. Because what happened to Chief Justice Roberts. Did he leave the planet, get his brains sucked out, and then come back? You know, he's surprised. We're gonna have to call this the Kagan Supreme Court soon. That's how bad I think it is. I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, and I know what's happening. Just nuts. You know, I went by. I don't get this at all. So I think we saw this. We saw some young white lady that was yelling at a black cop, saying that he was a racist because he was there at the event trying to stop them from doing what they needed to do. This was a white girl. I saw another white girl yelling at a cop because she was telling him he was racist. She didn't care that his kids were black, that his wife was black. That didn't mean anything. And I have been saying this since I started doing this show almost 12 years ago. A little over 11 years ago. That they don't know what they want. They are so contradictory, it's pathetic. They want women to have a leg up in women's sports and in other things going on. Yet, they don't want any more male or female. I'm sorry. On what planet does that make sense? You know, we could roll with these all day long. They're easy pickings. You know, and again, I just love all of this. Now I'll do the story later on. I'm going to do a story about how 4 Democrat officials, they're not just under investigation. They are guilty of voter fraud by mail. But there is no voter fraud. Remember? It never ends. Right? I mean, just that simple. And then, you know, I'm not going to defend her of the Los Angeles police chief. Sheriff. He is not one of us. He is not a Second Amendment person. But what I love about this the most is the fact that now he's coming out and he's saying, look at it. If they slash our budget, because he gets to decide where the money goes and doesn't go. Of $145 million, well, the first thing I'll get rid of, because it's the most expensive, is a special victims unit. Kimberly Marin joins me after the break. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. You're listening to Real Side.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You know, I always say it, I mean it, true. Be part of the solution. Anybody can talk, anybody can yak away, right? I mean, heck, you listen to me. Anybody can yak away. And that make absolutely no sense. If you've been listening to me, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I love having her on with me, especially after a weekend where I know she's had a little relaxation. And then she sat down and she opened up the news and went, holy... Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week here on the show. And I appreciate her input in so many ways. Hey, Kimberly, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
You did have a relaxing weekend, didn't you? I saw your boat pictures.
Yes, I went kayaking. It was awesome.
Yeah, well.
It was great.
Yeah. I didn't, but you weren't 6 feet apart from your son. I mean, how does that work?
No, that's just that, you know, kayaking. It's not going to happen. I mean, well, I shouldn't say that. For the most part, it did, because obviously you have to paddle, right?
Yeah.
But there was one part towards the end, we could just float right back into where we had to go. It was because the high tide was coming in, because the tide was coming in. So it was awesome. Awesome.
Oh, God.
That's my first, I think, non-political blog I wrote was get out and do something. Forget politics. Forget the COVID. Although we talked politics, but whatever. It was fun.
Well, if I didn't know what she looked like, I would have said it was somebody else, you know, after, you know, reading it and go, wait a minute, she doesn't, that's not how she writes, that's not her. Anyway.
I know, someone messaged me and they're like, that blog was totally unexpected.
It's after one too many beers.
Hey, everybody needs a break from slamming crappy politicians once in a while.
Oh, no, but I have so much fun at it, though. That's the difference. And especially, especially this weekend with, you know, people are getting tired of it. They're starting to fight back. I don't know if you saw that Black Confederate Regiment of some kind, and they were fighting back at these kids. Like, what is wrong with you people? You know, do you understand what you're doing here, what you're destroying? You know, it's history. It's our history. And
Are you talking about the when they were trying to do the destroy the emancipation?
Yeah.
These
people are nuts.
They have older black people telling them the history, and you see these young idiot black people screaming in the faces of their elders in their own community. It's not some older white guy telling or woman telling them that, and they're screaming at them, telling them the truth about what the statue represents, and they didn't want to hear it.
No.
What the hell has public education done to our kids?
No, you're exactly right. They didn't want to hear it. They weren't interested in the truth, right? I mean, seriously. And you know, it was really funny when somebody brought up the point, somebody I was talking to today brought up the fact that Trump called us 2 years ago. And when they first started screaming about the Confederate flag or screaming louder, he said, okay, so now the Confederate flag, now you want to go after these Confederate generals and you want these Confederate war things brought down. Who next? George Washington? Where does it stop?
Right? And that's the problem. You know, there's a valid discussion to be had within each community among the members of that community to talk about what they should do about statues. There's a valid, you could go ahead and have that discussion, but allowing people, and let's face it, they've allowed degenerates to just trash all these statues. You know, and no one's doing a damn thing about it.
Thanks for keeping it clean, by the way. I appreciate that. I knew where you wanted to go.
I can filter. I filter when I have to, usually.
Yeah. No.
So, what's next? But this is the problem, Joe, and this is going to be the left's own undoing. It's not just the flag, which, to be honest with you, I never gave much of a rat's behind about the Confederate flag because I'm not from the South, right? But then when I looked into it, when I studied the history, and I saw black men defending the Confederate flag and explaining what it was about, then I could understand why some people still wanted it to be around. So I can understand that. Then they're going after the Confederate statues. Okay, you know, you can say, yeah, that doesn't affect me. Then they're going after presidential statues. Then they're going after Gone with the Wind. Then they're going after ice cream trucks for the music. Then they're, you know, they're going after, they went after the Golden Girls for wearing mud masks. Seriously.
I want to make a list of the lunacy. You know, I mean, seriously, so let me see. So, they're trying to rename John Wayne Airport in California because John made some homophobic and racist remarks. I don't know what it's 70s or 60s, whatever it was, and how he lived out his life after that, before that, whatever. I don't know. I don't think many people know at all. So let me see. So if we take every person and notice there's a big chasm here. We take every person who's made some kind of racist remarks, and now we have to wipe out their name, wipe out their legacy, and the whole nine yards. Well, what about, we can start with Al Sharpton. We can start, Joe Biden,
yep.
Right? You know, everybody at 7-Eleven has some kind of Middle Eastern.
Wait, again, I'm going to come to the point. When are they going to cancel the Democrat Party?
Yeah.
Because they have a very long history.
No, it's not the Democrats.
Racism.
Come on, somebody just told me they switched. So it's the Republicans.
Yeah.
You get, come on, you're in this like I am, too. You get that all the time. Well, Joe, you're obviously not aware that they switched. I said, you know why I'm not aware? Because it didn't happen. That's why I'm unaware.
It didn't happen. It's one person, you moron. I mean, this is what's kind of disturbing. The left repeats the same lies, right? And then they teach the lies. University professors teach the lies. Public education, some people teach the lies because they use Howard Zinn history books, who hated America. And then, so some people, like me, will eventually be questioned and start researching, and they find out the truth about history. Those are the people that walk away. Those are the people that take the red pill, right? And once you take the red pill, you're screwed for life. That's it. You can't turn back. You can't be blissfully ignorant ever again.
Yeah.
But they don't. And even when you hand deliver them evidence, they don't care. They don't want to know the truth. They really, honestly, think they're right. They believe whatever they're told by these people on the left, no matter what. And they discount any black voices that disagree with them, completely discount them. So what are you going to do? The only thing we can do is keep fighting back and educating people, because if you're arguing with an idiot, which I love to do because it's fun, I'm not doing it to change the idiot's mind. I'm doing it to change the mind of the people that are watching that don't know the truth, maybe only have ever seen the left side and never have seen the actual right side.
So we're going to talk when we come back about the L.A. County Sheriff, who I'm not a fan of, except in this particular case, and the difference between the sheriff and the chief of police. Anyway, when we come back, we'll talk about that in a few minutes. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, Matt.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With COVID-19 cases spiking once again, there have been some studies done that question whether a lockdown was necessary. Scientists studied both Utah and Colorado, states with similar demographics, and Dr. Ben Siegel spoke on Fox News about the results.
They looked at Utah versus Colorado, and those states, Utah did not lock down and Colorado did lock down. They found almost no difference, and they concluded that big hit to the economy was not necessary with this huge across-the-board lockdown. So the point is here, we have to figure out a way to protect those most at risk. Nursing homes got creamed. 20 to 25% of all the deaths from COVID-19 in the United States are in nursing homes.
The global death toll from COVID-19 has surpassed 500,000, and Johns Hopkins University confirmed the worldwide cases have reached over 10 million. This is USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. We'll see The Real Side. On GCN Live, always a plus. One of you threw me off in the chat room. And, I can't even go there. I'll talk about it later. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Let's bring her back on. Always enjoy the time that Kimberly Marin spends with us on the air and discussing the issues today. Kimberly, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you? Are you referring to the message I left in the chat room?
Is that? Oh yes, yes. Now I refer to her that way all the time, but
yeah, usually it's
somebody else's show. If I do it here, they have a heart attack. Although she's admitted to it. I mean, she's all but admitted to it, right? I mean, and Billy Brown, same thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he did. Yeah.
Yeah. Good for him. Anyway.
Sorry, guys. Tangent.
I had to. I couldn't help myself. All right. So the LA County Sheriff, I think I was telling you during the break, he said that, first of all, the joke was he was just getting ready to double the amount of CCWs, you know, concealed carry permits, that he was giving out to. But nobody really paid attention to the numbers. Like, oh, cool, he's one of us. He's gonna double it. The problem is that he's only given out a little bit over 200 permits to the date, right? And about 40 of those were to the average person. The rest were to private detectives and security firms and that kind of stuff. So if he's going to double it, he's doubled to what, 400? In a city of 10 million people? Or in a county of 10 million people? Gee, thanks.
So basically, more criminals carry concealed illegally than people who have legally gotten concealed carry permits.
Exactly.
That's brilliant. Yep. Way to go, L.A. County.
Well, in Chicago, see, it's really funny. Like, in Chicago, if you can carry a gun, right, illegally, you can shoot and kill somebody.
Yeah.
They let you out of jail almost immediately because, you know, it's a no-bail scenario and all this other stuff that's going on. Or you shoot somebody. Maybe you don't kill them. You get right back out to take another shot at the guy you missed or something like that. However, if you're an American citizen, you have a driver's license, you have ID, blah, 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 you're carrying a concealed, maybe your permit expired, or you don't have one, but you work in a really dangerous area, you'll go to jail, and you'll stay in jail. But somehow, there's something, somehow that's white privilege of some kind, I don't know, I'm thoroughly confused. But, so, the Board of Supervisors, go ahead.
I just want to say this real quick before you do it. All gun control is rooted in racism and pushed by Democrats in the past.
Mm-hmm.
No different than today. Only they try to pretend it's for safety when it's not. So just wanted to throw that in there.
But you're right. There's no arguing.
I know.
You're right, right? So
we got historical proof.
I know. You know what? In watching these young punks pull down statues, and you have to, during the break, ask me about the Antifa guy. But watching these guys pull down statues, okay, they don't even know why they're doing it. They're pulling down statues of abolitionists. They want to pull down Abraham Lincoln statues. I mean, we can go through the whole list. What about FDR? Are they going to pull down his statues? You want to talk about a man that he used the N-word like a chain smoker used matches, you know? I mean, it was just amazing. But that was okay.
They still haven't pulled down the statue of Lenin in Seattle or Portland. I forget which one. Lenin!
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was giving everybody food when he wanted to, and maybe just before
hero.
He killed him. I don't know. Anyhow.
Their hero.
God. All right, so you got, now that you've yanked me on the other side of the planet.
Sorry.
So LA County, even though they have supervisors, they have a position called the CEO, okay? And the CEO kind of pulls all the information together, and he gives the supervisors what he wants to give them. So they'll approve a budget or approve a rule or what have you. So he's had them pull, let me see if I can, I want to get the number right because somebody will write me a nasty gram, $145 million from the Sheriff's Department, who was already having, you know, monetary issues. They need $3.9 billion just to run at their current level. All right? So they're going to have to lay off, with this they're going to have to lay off 400 people. And you know that's not going to just be desk people. So the CEO told us. What's that?
They'll make it hurt.
Oh, the CEO told the sheriff. Now, here's the funny thing about it. Unlike police chiefs are appointed by the city council, and they can be fired anytime they want to. So what happens here in California is the sheriff is actually voted in by the people. Like, we want this guy. So this guy gets in there, and then the council, the supervisors, will say, well, we don't like him very much, so we're going to slash his budget, because they're the ones that decide how much money he gets to run his department. So if he doesn't have the money he needs, he's going to look really bad. They're going to get somebody else in there. So the CEO has suggested that the sheriff, ready for this, disband these departments. Safe Streets Bureau, that's gang enforcement. The Parks Bureau, so we can find a heck of a lot more needles and stuff like that in the parks. When your kids, well, the kids can't go play there because kids aren't allowed in parks right now. The Major Crimes Bureau, Fraud and Cyber Crimes Bureau, Community Partnership Bureau. And then he was reminded that he missed the Special Victims Bureau, which is, you know, sexual, physical abuse of children, rape and human trafficking, because we don't need to watch over that. That's just fine.
Oh, no, yeah.
These people have lost their ever-loving minds, haven't they?
Have they not been paying attention to what's been going on around the country in places that are really trying to defund the police and so anti-police that police are calling in and the police are hands are tied? I mean, New York City, it's going to be an escape from New York anytime now. Seriously.
No, it's getting worse.
If I lived there, I'd get the hell out if I could. If I lived there. No way I would stay there.
My friends are leaving in mass exodus here in California, and they're going to be all on their own, and all those loons are not going to have anybody to pick on, and they're going to be able to look at each other and say, oh, my God, we caused this. Oh, they won't say that.
I doubt they will ever take the red pill and realize what scum they are. I doubt it.
I
highly doubt it.
Not a word. Nat, did you hear what Jerry Nadler said over the weekend? I mean, said the other day. He said that Antifa was phony. It was fake. It wasn't real.
Humpty Dumpty. Humpty Dumpty needs to be put back together and taken off that wall for good.
Somebody. Check his medication.
My husband just grabbed it. He was walking by and he's like, I said Humpty Dumpty. All he heard was Humpty Dumpty. He's like, you're talking about Jerry Nadler? Okay. So we're watching. So this is the thing. I was having a conversation with someone, and they were saying, "Oh, you're just watching certain news channels, and they're showing you all this stuff." And I'm like, "No, I'm watching live video from these occupied places or from these protests and riots. I'm watching video from people on the ground. I'm not watching news. I don't watch television. I can't stand it. I'm watching live video that people are reporting from Twitter and from social media showing the violence of these people. The news isn't even reporting this crap.
No.
The violence of these people, shootings in Chop or Chaz or whatever you want to call the freaks that have taken over sections of Seattle.
Listen, isn't it perfect what's going on there right now? Perfect.
Yes, people. Yeah, it is. Two teenage boys. Just one of them was killed, and one of them is in critical condition in the hospital.
Yeah.
They have it all on video. I mean, they have all the. You know, all of a sudden, someone was shooting. It wasn't the cop shooting. So and apparently, it was that these kids stole a Jeep or something, or stole a vehicle, and you know, it might have been Chaz security who did it, but who knows? But. These are the same people that flip out with cops shooting people, and here they are doing it. And they flip out about people having Second Amendment. You know, they're for gun control, except for when they want to have the firearms. They don't. See, regular people see this show, and they're like, what is going on? But if the news reports on it, this is the problem. Regular people make the mistake of watching regular news, and you just can't. I understand if you want to watch your local regular news because you want to see local stuff going on, but your local regular news isn't really telling you all the facts either.
But listen, I have these same conversations. Look, my wife's one of her better friends. I won't say best, but you know, one of her better friends. You know, she was confused with some of the stuff that Tammy was telling. She's going, well, that's not happening, and that's not happening, and that's not what the news said. Well, she watches mainstream media. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
So she really did not understand. She was not under the knew what was going on. And you look at that couple in St. Louis, that now they're being called racist because they were protecting their house and their own lives. Are we serious?
From a majority white mob,
Yeah,
they're racist.
Look, I've seen three BLM
Democrats, I believe.
Protests over the last couple of days that were all white people. Anyway, Joe Mancini, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back.
She kissed me.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563. So much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Okay, so many of you know Sonia Schmidt. She's on the show from time to time, and we're good friends. We've been friends for years. And she is a black woman, or a woman who happens to be black. If you call her African-American, she might just punch you in the face. But she said... She's not going shopping again, ever, until this whole thing blows over. She said they were tripping over themselves for her in the supermarket to let her know how much how much they appreciated her and felt bad for her. And they were willing to get anything she wanted. Go get it, buy it at another store, bring it to her if they had to. It's asinine. It's crazy, you know? So
I'm friends with her. I saw that.
Well, she doesn't live far from me, so we probably shop at some of the same places. And I can just I watch it all the time. I'm getting the biggest kick out of it because now we're acquiescing, we're bowing down, we're afraid to, you know. For some of you, I'm afraid of nothing. Don't play that game with me. So anyhow, always a pleasure to have you on. Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. So I said that I think the St. Louis couple might be Democrats. It turns out that they donate to Republicans, so they're not Democrats. I just wanted to correct.
No, but he's known in the area as a he's an attorney and he's known as a libertarian. Okay, I mean,
and he
more
also
liberal.
Does civil rights cases too.
Bingo.
Doesn't he?
And he's suing the police department right now, working on a case where against police brutality, if you would. And I'm thinking to myself, they don't do any home. The problem is they're just a mob. They're just a nasty, nasty mob. And I don't know, did you see the video I put up? I had an Antifa guy call the show last week.
Oh, God, no, I didn't see that. But can I just say, it's not just the people on the ground that are mob. The media is part of the mob.
Yeah. They're part of the problem. Big part of the problem.
Huge.
Yeah, calling, also today, calling that couple that protected their property, you know, what they were doing was illegal, they're racist.
Yeah.
It shows, it's like, what are you, are you people like brain dead or what?
Not any of them.
You know?
No, that's how bad they are part of the mob.
Yeah, they are the ones that keep feeding the mob. You know, they're the ones that keep feeding, as you say, fanning the flames. I think it's wonderful, and I think that we need to see this going on and on and on. So we've seen this across the country now. Now, you know, defund the police or disband the police, whatever, right? So here you have, you're watching crime go up everywhere. New York City, and he still worked all weekend long to figure out how to pull $1 billion from the New York Police Department. Because, you know, it's all their fault. This is all their fault. Don't you know that?
Yes.
So the Sheriff's Department, if they do what they're being asked to do, which I don't know if he will. He probably will because he's not going to have the money to make it happen. This Safe Streets Bureau, right? Gang enforcement. Well, we don't have any problems with gangs in L.A., so this is not a problem. Parks Bureau, the only department that's been keeping these homeless people out of the parks, keeping the drug needles out of the parks and all of that. Not totally, but they're doing a good job at it. Now, this is the one that really freaks me out. Special Victims Bureau. This is sexual physical abuse of children. Rape and human trafficking. I guess we're okay with that. And
why I don't. So are they doing this to defund intentionally, or is this just as usual in California? They overspent and they don't have the money. What's the real story behind it?
Listen, you know, we'll have to do a show on that some night. But the bottom line with this, yes, we've overspent. We are in so much trouble. We are $180 billion in the red, but nobody's talking about it because those are off. They have a little funky thing that they do with the accounting here in California. They have lost lawsuits. The pensions don't go on the general budget. They go on the back end of the budget. So they're not stuff that you see. Yes. See what I mean? There's not stuff that you're going to see on a regular basis. It's crazy.
You know, it's really amazing, Joe. Most states and local governments, depending on their transparency, some are better than others.
Right.
Most of them would be tossed out as a business. They would have gone bankrupt years ago. They would not be able to operate like this at all. You can't operate in a deficit like this.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
If you're a business, you can't operate at a deficit like this. You're not going to be able to get loans. You're not going to be able to pay the money back. You're going to have stakeholders who are going to say, I'm out. But with the state, it's just like, let's just keep spending money we don't have. We'll just do freaky accounting and shift money here and there. And nobody's going to really know. And taxpayers don't pay attention. We'll just keep getting more money from them. It's insanity.
Well, we let
it happen. We allow it.
Oh.
People are too busy playing music or watching YouTube or watching Netflix, and they're not freaking paying attention to what the people ruining their lives are doing.
You are echoing everything I've been saying. This is our fault. We didn't step up.
Yeah, of course.
We didn't do. We're not, you know, we're not forcing things to be done. You know, there was a bunch of Catholic kids over the weekend here in California. They're running down. So Antifa's running around pulling down all the statues of the priests that started all the missions because of what they did to the, you know, Native Americans. So they have to go. They can't stay around. Right? And I'm just laughing to myself. So what happens? A group of Catholic kids, they go out to one of these statues and they form a circle around it and they're like, you're not doing this. Go away. And guess what happened? They went away. The little snowflakes left.
Oh, they did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I saw another group of Catholics
that was a different
Antifa attacked.
Yeah.
One of them was an elderly man. They attacked them. They were doing the same thing. They were just holding hands, praying around a statue.
Yeah.
Oh, that was in St. Louis. Sorry. That was in St. Louis.
Yeah. Well, let me give you, you know, it's one of the conversations over that one that I had with one of my Christian friends. I go, look, Jesus didn't tell you to get on your knees and pray. He told you to go do something. And I give you 100 scriptures where he said, go do this, go do that. In the Old Testament, God tells him, go wipe out these people. Go out and do this. He didn't say, drop your knees and pray until I decide to act. You won't find that anywhere. So, anyhow, now you got me all done up.
Yep. Well, didn't Jesus flip tables? I mean, it's not like Jesus didn't expect people to fight back, right?
Yeah, No, not at all. He ripped up they used that one. He ripped up the merchant area of the temple because, you know, he didn't like buyers and sellers or people making money. I go, no. He ripped it up because they were selling blemished animals for sacrifices because it was screwing the people. That's why he ripped it up. You know, anyway, people need to read.
Yeah.
They actually need to read and study and not just whatever. All right, where was I? See, you get me off on these tangents, and I'm gone, you know.
I did not get you off on a tangent. That's all you. By the way, New Hampshire passed, the Senate Democrats passed the red flag bill today.
Oh.
So now it's going to be up to our governor to veto. Yeah, Senate Democrats who support Black Lives Matter, they're out there even protesting with them. They passed the legislation that gives the police more power over the people.
Okay. Cool.
So if there's systemic racism and abuse within law enforcement in New Hampshire, or any state, mind you, the Democrats in my state, at least, just gave them even more power to abuse people of color. Bingo! Brilliant!
Just amazing. And it'll never stop because they're a bunch of cowards. That's why it'll never stop.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You can't marry those two together. You can't be for Black Lives Matter and say you want reforms and then put in pass legislation that gives the police more power over people and more ability, another tool to abuse people with, especially people of color, if that's what you claim. I got to write about this. Oh, man.
So I'm watching. It's really funny because I start putting together information all weekend long, and I start looking at what's going on. And you look at that. Now they're going to close down again. Clubs, bars, restaurants have to go from what was originally going to be 60 or 70% capacity, now down to 25 or 30%. You can't even open the restaurant with 25% capacity, right?
You know what? They're barely making it now. So I was at a couple restaurants. I went out to eat a couple times this weekend. And, excuse me, coughing, COVID. No, kidding.
COVID cough.
So I was out at one restaurant, and I was talking to the woman. It's this great breakfast place I love. I haven't been out to breakfast since February, and we go at least once a month, if not more. I love going out to breakfast. And she said that if they had to close down again, she'd probably just file for bankruptcy because she could not stay open. She could not do it. And she did takeout the whole time, but that's not a lot of her business. I didn't even go there for takeout I didn't even realize they were doing it. But she said, if they do a shutdown, right now she's only open at half, 50% capacity.
Right.
And that's what she said. How you can't close these businesses down or let them maybe open for partial takeout, then let them open a little bit and then close them down again. You can't. You can't. Look, try to protect the people who are vulnerable, have them stay home, deal with them, but don't destroy everyone else in the country, because that's what we've already discovered has happened.
Oh, and they don't
this
care.
This has got to
stop. Kimberly, they don't care. Tell people where to find
you. I know they don't. ConservativeIND on Twitter and graniterock.com.
All right. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Dr. B joins us to find out the mental implications of what's going on right now. What's driving these people other than insanity? Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.